Hey. Welcome to the Healthy Side of Business. I am Coach Harvey. I am a wellness enthusiast and entrepreneur. Now, this podcast, The Healthy Side of Business, discusses ways to get you healthy and show you how to use wellness as a business tool. Over the years, I've helped numerous 500 companies, government, and business owners implement various wellness programs to help keep their workforce and employees healthy in order to be productive. Now, certain things became obvious to me, but one thing stood out. Wellness is a business tool, and it's a critical part of the healthy side of business. So most small business owners and entrepreneurs only focus on things like hardware, software, tangible equipment as necessary tools to run a successful business. But let's face it, if you're not healthy, not able to perform at your best, then your business won't be at its best either. You see, to run your business, you may wear many hats, as you already know. A marketing hat, a sales hat, IT hat, and for some, a HR hat. So today, I am going to talk a little bit about stress bod. Yep, you may have heard of a dad bod, but we're going to talk about a stress bod. All right, so dad bod, something that you're pretty much familiar with, may have heard the term before. It's usually referred to a dad or an older guy that maybe is looking a little different from as he appeared when he was younger. Maybe there's a little stomach fat. Maybe there's drooping shoulders. Maybe he's not looking as strong as days gone by. That's dad bod. But today I am going to talk about stress bod and how you can identify if you, in fact, have a stress bod. So go grab a pen, grab some paper, be ready to take some notes as always, and we're going to take a short break and return to the healthy side of business.
Hello, this is Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger and host of Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I come to you with blogging tips and branding trends that will turn your passion into a profit. Did you know that a blog is a platform for sharing your values, your core messages, and unique perspectives? Because people who find value in your words will share them with their family, friends, and followers. A blog is your home base. It's the foundation of your online brand. So every Wednesday at 1 p.m., make sure that you tune in to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit with your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day.
Hey, business owners, entrepreneurs, professionals, are you using the right tools for your business? Is your business well enough to go the distance? Hey, I'm Coach Harvey, and I'm a wellness coach, small business strategist. I show you how to use wellness as a business tool to get more clients for your business, no matter your industry. I use big company strategies on a small business budget. Hey, go over and join my email list. Go to coachharvey.now.site. Get the free ebook, 20 things to do immediately to keep you and your business healthy during these challenging times. Also, don't forget to check out my podcast every Tuesday at 4 p.m., The Healthy Side of Business. Don't miss it. See you Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Stay safe and be well. Hey, this is Coach Harvey, and this is the Healthy Side of Business. Thanks for hanging around. Today, we are going to talk about stress bod. So here's a question for you. Do you have a stress bod? I'm still here. Just want to know, do you have a stress bod? The surprising science of feeling awful and what to do about it. So discover how chronic stress can affect your body, mind, and emotions. In order to do that, we're going to kind of talk about a few things. Now, most of us think we know what stress is and how it feels. It could be a pounding heart when we're awakened at 3 a.m. by the sound of say, breaking glass. It could be the need to go to the restroom. I mean, I'll say it. Maybe it's the need to pee 5 times before we deliver a presentation. Or it could be, you know, having a temper bomb that explodes when our entire day goes sideways. But another, more subtle kind of stress can lurk beneath the surface. It's what happens inside our bodies when we're continually exposed to the din of construction noise, the uncertainty of a pandemic, the scars of childhood trauma, or the never-ending pressures of parenthood, work, and finances. I'm sure we all can relate to one, if not all, of those. Now, these hidden stressors can be so constant that we don't even register them. They're part of the backdrop, woven seamlessly into our quote-unquote normal. Over time, however, as they accumulate, hidden stressors can wear us down, leaving us feeling foggy, listless, tired, bloated, and sore. Now, people used to call this kind of like the walking dead sensation. Now, of course, no such thing really exists, but here's what's factual. Chronic stress depletes the adrenal glands, reducing their ability to pump out the stress hormone called cortisol. Now, this adrenal fatigue state can leave people drained. Here's the thing, though. You want to know what's really going on. Well, it all has to do with something called HPA axis dysfunction. That's just a fancy way of saying that our stress response does not work as it should. Here's the deal. An area of the brain will, called the hypothalamus, it will interpret stress. It will cause a hormonal reaction. In our pituitary gland, it's going to also cause another form of a hormonal reaction. And then in our adrenal glands, you know, it's going to make a stress hormone, which I just mentioned, called cortisol, and of course, the all-familiar adrenaline. Now, once our adrenals have pumped out cortisol, it tells the brain that we've done our job, and your brain flips off the stress response switch. At the least, that's how it's supposed to work. But when we face too many stressors too close together for too long, this intricate system can malfunction. That's when we develop chronic stress. So basically, when you think about this, that switch that turns on to produce cortisol, which is a fat-producing hormone, it stays on. It's really only meant to be turned on and off every now and then. But when we have it on continuously, that's when it becomes problematic. So through more research, more research is needed, you know, to kind of really study it even deeper, for what we do know right now, having chronic stress is a bad thing. So what we want to do is look at when we have a stress bot, we may not feel rested. We may even feel sleepy even after sleeping 8 hours a day. We may turn to caffeine, sugar, salt, and fat as energy sustaining and coping substances. And if we ignore our body's messages to take it easy and instead try to power through an intense workout, we'll likely find that we can't pump out as many reps or lift as heavy or run as quickly as we used to. We might even get injured or sick. And if we're the kind of data-driven people who track things like morning heart rate and temperature, we'll notice that the first is creeping up while the second is going down. But here's the good news. This is important, so listen closely. If you've been beating yourself up for skipping workouts, gulping down boxes of goodies, or mindlessly scrolling through social media when you're supposed to be working, quote unquote, I've got 4 words for you. Give yourself a break. Give yourself a break. Listen, you're not being lazy. Here's the deal. You might be in a situation that happens to be incredibly common, especially this year, given the general state of uncertainty and unrest unfolding for all of us. For example, in April 2020, the percentage of people in the UK who were experiencing significant mental distress rose to 27% of people surveyed, up from 19% the year before. Listen, you're not stuck. You can do something about this. I'm going to take a little break right here, because when I return, I want you to take this short quiz. It'll help you to determine your current stress load. So we'll be right back with the healthy side of business. Hey, 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 this is Coach Harvey, and I'm excited about my new podcast. It's going to air every Tuesday at 4 p.m. The title of it is called The Healthy Side of Business. In this podcast, you're going to always learn about strong disciplines to build self-care habits. You're going to learn strong disciplines to maintain strong physical habits, and then you're going to learn how to transfer those new habits into a healthy business habit. So don't miss out. Be sure to join it every Tuesday at 4 p.m., The Healthy Side of Business. Don't miss it. See you Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Stay safe and be well. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to The Healthy Side of Business. I am Coach Harvey, and today we are talking about stress bot. Do you have a stress bot? Thanks for hanging around and joining us. So listen, I have a short quiz that I want you to take. So please grab your pen, grab some paper, and we're going to take a short quiz. All right. Now, what's your stress load? I want you to use the questions to rank your overall stress, as well as how effectively you are at coping with it. Now, they're based on the perceived stress scale. It's the most widely used stress assessment. All right. We're going to start with question number one. In the last month, how often have you been upset because of something that happened unexpectedly? Is it never, almost never, sometimes, fairly often, or very often? Again, in the last month, how often have you been upset because of something that happened unexpectedly? Never, almost never, sometimes, fairly often, very often. Number two, in the last month, how often have you felt that you were unable to control the important things in your life? Never, almost never, sometimes, fairly often, or very often. Number three, in the last month, how often have you felt nervous and stressed? Never, almost never, sometimes, fairly often, very often. Question four, in the last month, how often have you found that you could not cope with all of the things that you had to do? Never, almost never, sometimes, fairly often, very often. Question five, again, in the last month, how often have you been angered because of the things that have happened that were outside of your control? Never, almost never, sometimes, fairly often, very often. Question six, in the last month, how often have you felt difficulties were piling up so high that you could not overcome them? Never, almost never, sometimes, fairly often, very often. Question seven, in the last month, how often have you felt confident about your ability to handle your personal problems? Again, never, almost never, sometimes, fairly often, very often. Almost there. Question eight, in the last month, how often have you felt that things were going your way? How often have you felt things were going your way? Never, almost never, sometimes, very often, fairly often. Number nine, in the last month, how often have you been able to control irritations in your life? Never, almost never, sometimes, very often, fairly often. And the last one, number 10, how often have you felt that you were on top of things? Never, almost never, sometimes, fairly often, very often. Now, here's how I want you to look at your score. If you have 0 to 13, your perception of stress is relatively low. If you have 14 to 26, your perception of stress is moderate. You're already doing a lot of the right things, and you also have some room to improve. If your score is 27 to 40, your perception of stress is pretty high, and that's okay. You can do something about this. Now, that's okay. You can do something about this. Now that you know where you stand, we're going to talk about a few things like how to understand your stress spot symptoms, pinpoint the sneaky stressors that contribute to stress spot, and learn a 6-step process for overcoming stress so that you can feel like your usual self again. So we're going to take a little break right here. And when we return, we're going to go over those 6 steps to six-step process for overcoming stress. You're listening to The Healthy Side of Business with Coach Harvey.
Statistics show that the most important asset as a successful business owner will be the relationships you build along the way. The Elite Conversations business community of seasoned and successful business owners and professionals will provide you a network of people with knowledge, resources, and the connections that can help take your business to the next level. Don't fall into the trap of frustration that results from being isolated and trying to figure things out on your own. Sign up for membership today and get connected with an awesome group of business owners, entrepreneurs, professionals, and influencers. To learn more about the great benefits of being a part of the Elite Conversations business community, call 301-257-5792.
All right. Thanks for staying around. You're listening to The Healthy Side of Business, and I am Coach Harvey. So where we left off, we just kind of took a little quiz. And by the way, if you go to coachharvey.now.site, you'll be able to get a copy of that quiz in case you missed it, and you can do a self-assessment. Again, coachharvey.now.site. All right, we're talking about stress spot. Here's some of the things that you can kind of maybe relate to or use to identify if you have a stress spot. Feeling kind of puffy, kind of lethargic. Maybe you feel dull as a rock. You know, here are the causes and effects of stress spot and how to address it. Now, stress spot affects how we think, how we feel, and how we behave. Here are some of the things that should give you a clue that you may have stress spot. All right. Everything hurts. You may have tight muscles and sensitive nerves, but for some reason, it just feels like everything hurts. I'll give an example. You know, I've been having a little kind of tinge in my neck, and I'm trying to see if it's because of me craning, looking at the screen, doing more Zooms these days, or is it truly a sign of stress bot? All right, another sign. You may have GI issues that seem more common. So sensitive nerves and changes in digestion can intensify heartburn, stomach aches, and diarrhea. Workouts may feel impossible. That's another sign. You know, lack of sleep and stress both hinder your ability to recover from one workout to another. Another sign of stress spot could be you're fogged over. You know, you got, you know, brain fog. You know, maybe, you know, some things are on the tip of your tongue. You know, poor sleep leaves you forgetful, impulsive, touchy, and full of self-doubt. Plus, you just can't concentrate. So remember, if we're using health, wellness as a business tool, we need to be able to concentrate. Okay? We need to be able to be on top of our A game. Another sign of stress spot, you keep getting sick. Now, white blood cell levels drop and inflammation goes up. So it's harder to fight infections and heal wounds. Blood vessels will constrict, resting heart rate will rise, and there's an increasing risk for diabetes, heart disease, and more. So again, If you're getting sick a lot, you know, that's a definite sign that your body could just be stressing quite a bit. Another sign of stress, Bob, you struggle with your weight. Levels of the hunger hormone, ghrelin, will rise, while levels of the satiety hormone, leptin, will drop. Therefore, you're going to have more cravings. Meanwhile, your metabolism will be slowing down. The last sign that your body may be a stress bot is you may want to cover the kids' ears at this point, but we're all adults here. You're not in the mood. Drops in the sex hormone production can slam the brakes on the sex drive, and that can be a sign of having a stress bot. There are certain factors that can increase your risk of stress bot, ongoing negative stresses that will wear you down. And I'm just going to run through these. Again, you go to the website, coachharvey.now.site. There'll be links to information from this podcast. All right. Negative stresses that wear you down. Worldwide pandemic. that's certainly one that will wear you down. A conflict with loved ones, prolonged financial worries, endless to-do lists, continuous worrying, overuse of stimulants, you know, distressing work environment, you know, and hey, racial discrimination. These are real stresses. You know, be more sensitive. Or be more stress sensitive, I should say. All right, here's some things that are stress resistant. Having a strong support network, a sense of control, an optimistic go with the flow attitude, you know, time in soothing environments, and of course, coping skills like deep breathing. Now here's some things that are stress sensitive. Isolation, traumatic early life experiences, a pessimistic reactionary attitude, too much time in go, go, go settings like work. Few, if any, coping skills. But a big one is not enough rest and recovery. You see, sleep and relaxation allow the body to adapt, repair, and grow stronger again. Essential, because wellness is a business tool. But when you don't give yourself enough downtime, you grow weaker and your athletic performance suffers. So I want to get into, as we kind of wrap this up, 6 steps to addressing stress bot. All right, 6 steps to addressing stress bot. Number one, please rule out other problems. You know, again, meet with your healthcare provider, get certain tests for anemia and other conditions that look and feel like stress bot. All right, so let's rule some things out. That's the first thing. Step number two. Look for hidden stressors. Some stressors don't feel stressful. Now, which ones do you have? Frequent use of social media, obsessive news consumption. I always say this, watch the news in low doses. High air pollution, believe it or not. Excessive noise, frequent travel. Well, may not traveling that much these days. Intense exercise. You know, food intolerances. High caffeine, high alcohol intake. You're always on text or emails, you know, unhappy relationships, lack of confidence, and comparing yourself to others. Number three, log your stress. For 1 week, here's what I want you to do. Keep track of your stressors and symptoms. Get a little journal and really be diligent about this. Each morning, you know, I want you to document what time did you get up, how are you feeling, how was your sleep for that night? If you can take your heart rate, do that first thing in the morning. And believe it or not, take your temperature. You know, see if your body, you know, has a normal temperature. Throughout the day, though, log what you eat and drink and even the times that you're doing that, because you'll be able to pick up a certain pattern. You know, I want you to indicate how you feel. And again, any exposure to those hidden stresses that were mentioned a second ago. And each evening, document what time that you go to sleep and how you feel. All right. So if you have a good journal, again, when you visit coachharvey.now.site, you know, you'll be able to get some information and how to interpret the information that you get from your journal and how to move forward with that. The fourth step. Remove stressors. All right. Talk to a therapist. Limit your exposure to news. Like I said, time box worrying. You know, again, try not to worry except for certain times of the day. Maybe take 30 minutes. They think this sounds kind of funny, but take 30 minutes and say, you know what? Or even an hour. I'm not going to worry about any one thing during this time period. Ask for help if you have to. You know, again, limit your social media. Outsource your least favorite chores. You know, again, and establish boundaries. All right, that's so important. You know, automate your less important decisions and continue breaking up with toxic chronic stressors, including relationships, if that's the case. Number five, add stress relievers. There's a whole list of those. Again, they'll be on the website, coachharvey.now.site. And I will say, though, you know, add stress relievers to your toolbox, you know, things like yoga, listening to some music, reading, taking a walk, you know, and meditation. Pick one of those and practice the following. You know, track your heart rate, you know, your temperature, your mood, and energy level. You know, do this for about 14 days. Look at your journal and then see what's working, and just basically whatever's working, kind of re-implement those things. The last thing, embrace incremental change for long-term success. Again, take one thing, focus on it. Again, maybe it's like, I'm gonna practice going to sleep earlier for this whole week. Maybe it means I'm gonna practice having a quality breakfast all of this week. So pick one thing in nutrition, pick one thing relating to sleep, getting going to bed earlier, or you know, getting up a little earlier, and practice one thing in safe care. So, like I said, a lot of these tips will be on coachharvey.now.site. If you missed anything, check it out. It'll be uploaded there so that you can have anything that we talked about today. I want to thank you for joining me on the Healthy Side of Business. Again, I am Coach Harvey. Be sure to check out the Healthy Side of Business every Tuesday at 4 p.m. So, as I sign off, I want to say, be safe, stay well, and remember, wellness is truly a business tool. Have a good day.